Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satavine. Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. I'm very honored to be invited by our Pran Govinda Prabhu, whom I remember from my visits to Alachua, as a very learned and I think his heart is full with bhakti, devotee. I think also that you are initiated by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Am I correct?
No, Maharaj, he is my cousin. Maharaj is my cousin. We are very close.
Oh, yeah.
I was initiated by Bhavananda Maharaj in 78.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So yes. So, when I'm just coming from the Serbian summer camp where the devotees from South Europe congregated, there were devotees from Serbia, from Croatia, from Macedonia, from Montenegro, from Albania, Romania, Bulgaria. I think these are names you have never heard about in America because they are very small, these countries, in comparison to what we find in America. And yes, and we had done Ratha Yatra together. We were on the streets of Novi Sad. We invited one classical dancer to dance, and also a clown who did Krishna conscious magic, which drew a lot of people. Yes, it was very, very, very a lot of seva, day and night preaching, and now I'm back here. Pran, for this call, Pran Govinda Prabhu has requested me to talk a little on my relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And there was a little bewilderment about in my mind about the subject, and then I took the subject was about the holy name, and I will talk about the heart of kirtan, you know, the essence when we chant the holy name, and leave you with some let us say a surprise also. So yeah, I met Srila Prabhupada in London. I was not in a good state of mind because I needed to make a decision whether or not I would or pursue the path of Krishna consciousness or leave Krishna consciousness for my for material life. I do come from a wealthy family, and my future had been designed by my fathers and relatives, and I was in two minds. Should I become a monk, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, or follow material life? When I met Prabhupada, two things happened that made me turn towards Krishna consciousness and dedicate my life to Him. It must have been, I'm not so good in remembering times, perhaps 71 or so. Prabhupada was coming from the United States, from San Francisco to London, and we greeted him at the airport with all the devotees. still remember his plane was delayed. We were all sleeping at the seats of the airport when a conchal woke us up. Prabhupada is coming. Someone yelled. So we went to the arrival gate, and the first thing we all noticed was that behind the arrival gate was a light, and this light was walking. It looked very mystical. And then when the arrival gate opened, it were two sliding doors. You know, they had this, we call it in Germany, milk glass. It's not fully transparent, but there is some dimming of it. So when the doors open, Prabhupada walks with head raised like this, with his cane, into our life. And around him was a light. You can see even today when artists try to paint a saintly personality or God, they have a light around him. Like here, you see on this image, there's Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Do you see there's this light, this effulgence around their heads? It's when...
Yes.
Yes. So this was very mysterious. I had never seen a person with light around his head and persona. And being very uneducated in Krishna consciousness, I threw myself to the ground. It was the first time in my life. And I didn't do it to pay my obeisances. I did it only to protect my eyes from that light, which I thought could be harmful to the eyes. I was very German, fool. Then I waited on the floor until I thought Prabhupada must have passed by now. Then I slowly came out of my obeisances. The first thing I saw was 2 feet before me, with comfortable shoes. And then when I went up, I saw his dhoti, saffron dhoti. And when I looked totally up, I saw into his eyes. Prabhupada looked down upon me. He looked at me as I was on the floor. And his words... No, he didn't say anything. At least I was too excited. Perhaps he said something, but I didn't hear. But his glance, his eyes, seemed to pronounce, "Welcome, welcome back." And many of my God brothers have described similar experiences when they saw Srila Prabhupada. They saw an effulgence coming from him. Because we cannot understand Prabhupada as a normal person. In his heart there is Krishna, always. Once he was asked, how is Krishna in the heart? And one devotee, the reporter, journalist said, "Can you see Krishna?" "Yes, Krishna is in the heart." So one devotee explained to the journalist, "See, the super soul is residing in everyone's heart. God in this expansion is there." But Prabhupada said, "No, Krishna directly, and at the moment he is lying down. He's resting. So that presence of Krishna within the heart gave that effulgence. Like we know, Godhead is light, and wherever the light is, no, wherever Godhead is, no darkness can be. So I have never forgotten this first meeting. The subject is not Prabhupada, but I think I stop here and come to my subject, my other subjects. But is this sufficient? I think we cannot say it's sufficient, but Pran, Govinda, will you allow me to move to the next subject?
Yes, Maharaj.
Good.
As you wish, yes.
Good, good. I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, first and second. And even after his so-called disappearance, the spiritual master will not go away from his disciple, even after his departure, when the spiritual master has departed. And I strongly feel that it was Srila Prabhupada who inspired and instructed many of his my godbrothers and myself to go to the next step, the next ashram. Yes, he is there. Now, my dear devotees, I would like to address today the core practice of the Krishna consciousness of the Gaudiya tradition and our movement, the chanting of the holy name. And I would like to speak about chanting the holy name with bhakti. Nowadays, in our there is great interest in kirtan. There's a revival. Kirtaniyas fill halls up to 8,000 people. I've seen this. One Krishna does, very accomplished singer, and he has sometimes 8,000 people. There are ISKCON devotees who have many followers. I know Achyuta Gopi. His video is viewed 15 million times on the internet. And there's great interest, therefore, in our movement in kirtan and in chanting. It has increased over the last years significantly, and that is a joy. But what we see also next to this growth of kirtan, there's a great need to explain and to practice the art of chanting Krishna's name in sambandha, in connection with Krishna, not absent-minded, not like the non-devotees would do kirtans. Yes, you may be surprised, but there are many people who are not devotees of Krishna who have seen the attractiveness of kirtan, perhaps also the easiness. It's very easy. You take harmonium, you may know a few melodies, and whoops, you can sing kirtan. So yes, this is there. This chanting kirtan with bhakti, it is very important. It might change our lives, our whole attitude to kirtan. I will now go into my lectures. We say in our movement, Krishna is identical with the holy name. Has any one of you seen him when you were chanting? Jakob, Rico, Bikram, Easy, Kevin, have you seen?
Maharaj, his name is Israel.
Yeah.
He used to stay with us. He just went, but he's still practicing. He's a very nice devotee.
Good. Are you still, have you seen how Krishna is identical with the holy name?
On philosophically, Maharaj, yes, I'm accepting philosophically, but practically haven't realized or seen.
I will ask you a question. I will show you something. Please empty it in that basket. I will show you something in a moment. There is a phenomena that if we chant the holy name, we may only chant the Namaksharas, the letters of the holy name, but there may be no Krishna in it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gave an example. He said a medicinal capsule can be empty and it can be full. Full medical capsule has the ability to cure someone. It has the active ingredients of the medicine in it. And we are preparing something. So now there is another medicine capsule, which is empty. Here's the full medicinal capsule, and next to it is the empty medicinal capsule. Only this capsule will work. The empty one, although it looks like a medicinal capsule, will not be able to purify our mind. That could be the reason why in our own practice we are not yet experiencing the full benefit of Krishna consciousness, but we are still aspiring for purification of our heart, for developing detachment of material life, and for being in the presence of Krishna. The reason why we do not experience this may be that we are chanting empty names. There is no bhakti in it, and not full names, where there is Krishna fully present. There is a verse in this: Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Graham Indriya. You cannot capture Krishna with any practice which you do with your senses, chanting his names, viewing the deities. Krishna cannot be graham. Graham means captured with any material senses, because he is God. God is never under the control of the living entity. We are always under the control of the Lord. No? But there is a way that Krishna reveals himself. And we will speak with this about this in a moment. But first of all, let us understand a little bit more how it is that we can chant and not chant. how it is that we can chant empty names, how it is that in our spiritual life we do not experience Krishna's presence, although we do chant. This we need to understand in great detail, so that we can then go about to find, to make a solution of this practice. I want to bring to your memory an event in Mayapur, where we had invited professional kirtaniyas in Bengal. I do not know if we have devotees from Bengal. I think Pran Govinda Prabhu, your birth took place in Bengal, probably, isn't it?
Yes.
Very, but you are extraordinarily tall in size. There are some, that is possible, that there are Bengalis who are not small but tall. That is possible. So in Bengal, there are professional kirtaniyas who have made the art of singing kirtan their livelihood. They go to marriages, to other social functions, and they perform kirtan with extraordinary trained voices, really good, good midanga playing. They employ flutes and violins in their performances. And once again, I want to say it is really impressive. So we had invited the best kirtaniyas to perform at the Mayapur festival, and we had made it a type of competition. And every kirtan group would be receiving payment for their for their singing. They are hired, you know. They come when you hire them for any event, and they were singing very beautifully. So the devotees really appreciated it. I remember in Germany, I heard tapes of their extraordinary kirtans, and the music was amplified through the loudspeakers. It was all over the property. Prabhupada could hear it in his room. So one devotee came to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, they chant so nicely." One thing I forgot to say, the only song that was allowed was the Maha Mantra. No other song, no other bhajans, only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and so on. So the devotee came, "They're chanting so nice, Hare Krishna." Prabhupada said, "They do not chant the holy name." "No, Prabhupada, do you hear from the loudspeakers? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Beautiful. Krishna. "Do you hear? You hear? It is there in the loudspeakers. Hare Krishna." Prabhupada again said, "They are not chanting Hare Krishna." So the devotee was bewildered. There was the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was going on. We heard the tapes in Germany later. I also only heard Hare Krishna, nothing else. Prabhupada, the devotee said, "Then what are they chanting?" And Prabhupada said, "Money, money, money." Their mind was not focused on Krishna. Their mind was focused on getting the prize, and they were there because they were remunerated. You know that word, that English word, where they paid, in other words. So then what were they chanting? My dear devotees, their service was lip service. Not their chanting was lip deep, not heart deep. They were chanting this. You can see the empty holy names. You can see Pran Govinda, is it?
Yes, yeah. Maharaj.
They were not chanting this. Because
substance.
Yeah, as the verse says, Sevan mukehi jivadho svayam eva spuratyada. Only when one chants with an inclination to render service, you know, bhakti is defined as the devotion, and that devotion is expressed in service. Only then, spuradyada, does Krishna become manifest. He does not become manifested when we only chant, let us say, with our lips. It must be heart deep, with devotional service. Then only he chants, he comes. Otherwise, he remains absent. And I think we all know this. We chant japa, we chant kirtan, but Krishna may have appeared only as an intellectual understanding which we cultivate due to our faith in Shastra and devotees. He is not there as an experienced an experience in our art. He has not spuratyada manifested himself. Krishna descends only when he is attracted by the sincere service spirit of his devotee. What this means is that you chant with bhakti in your japa and in your kirtan. This is a very important thing. Now let us study for the remainder of our being together. What could it mean if we to chant with bhakti? To just there are many answers to this question, and many good books that are published in our society. Today I want to give you a little three-step program, and I think every one of you chants japa. Is that true, Pran Govinda Prabhu, or do some contemplate whether they should chant or not?
No, they are all chanting.
All chanting. Acha, cha, cha, cha. Good, good. So, I recommend you to do something which some of you are well practiced to do, others it's new. Take notes, so that later on your mobile telephone, your constant companion, you will find what you can do to improve your chanting. Is that a revolutionary idea? It is a good idea, no? I see,
yes,
Pran,
yes.
Pran Govinda is getting ready. He has, I think, a note block and a pen in his hand. That is also very good. So, this is what you can do. You can form an intention that when you sit down, you can actually, you want to make this the best rounds. You have to tell yourself, my intention is to avoid mechanical chanting and to chant Krishna conscious rounds. And intention is so important. In Germany at this stage, there is a fever It is called the football fever. There is fierce competition between various countries and their talented football teams. And it is known that maybe the most important person on the football field is the manager or the coach who will coach the individual players. You can do it. You can win this particular football match easily. Just, use this strategy and you will be able to overcome all the obstacles which the opposing team will put in your way. It gives that coaching that in spiritual traditions, we all know the sankalpa at the beginning of an undertaking. It will decide whether you are successful or not. It's the intention. It has been shown very much that devotees who have a high motivation, a high inspiration, a high intention can perform their services with more determination, with more persistence, and with greater emotional involvement also. So form the intention, sit down. I always do like this. Today I was also doing sitting down. Oh, this will be my best chanting. I will chant for the pleasure of Krishna. I sit down before a picture of Krishna. At the moment our deities are traveling in other countries. They will come back soon. But I have a picture of the deities on the altar, and I chanted for their pleasure. Second step after intention building is you chant with sincerity. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Madhya Lila text, Madhya Lila, I will in a moment tell you the exact reference. There is a very simple, nice, straightforward verse which, as you chant it, will invoke feelings of sincerity. It is in, you please make a note, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse 33. Again, I remind you, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse 33. Krishna to mahana jadi bole ka bara maya banda hoite Krishna tore kare para. I hope that did not pain your ears, Pran Govinda Prabhu. Maybe you can sing this verse in proper speech. Please unmute yourself. You have found it already in your Shastra, yes?
I memorized that verse, Maharaj. Good. But I did not know that you are Bengali.
No, please speak.
It was wonderful, Maharaj. Your accent was perfect Bengali.
Okay. Oh, then I feel greatly encouraged. Krishna tomar hono jodi bole ekabara maya banda hoite Krishna. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya. If he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world. Today, I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. When you say this, not only with your vocal cords, but if you learn to say that with your heart, my dear devotees, two things happen. You will get out of the confused state of mind, and you will be accepted as a sincere and serious servant. You can also read other verses which can help you. It is very, very, very nice verses. You can chant. I always like to chant from Prem Vivata, these verses where Jagadananda expresses that when one is lost in this world, one can be found by a dear devotee, and he instructs one that one is the servant of Krishna, not the Maya Das, and then one sincerely cries to Krishna, alas, alas. Our Pran Govinda knows the verse, the scriptures very nicely. I think you are familiar with that section of Prem Vivata, so he can supply that quotations to us, to you later. Sincerity. And the last was attention. Whenever your mind goes and wanders, you bring it back to the sound of the holy name. Most probably it will wander your mind because it's chunchal. It is very unsteady and very chunchal, very flickering. But you can bring it back to the sound of the holy name. It's almost like a little dog who's on a leash. Ooh, the dog will go somewhere, and then you just bring the dog back. Come, it is safe here. Come, walk with me. So you have to bring the mind back. These three items, intention forming, sincerity, and attention, spell out in an acronym called Isha, no? I-S-A, Isha, the Isha formula. It is one of the names of the Lord that is recorded in the Vishnu Sahasranam of Mahabharata, and this will help you to chant full holy names and avoid to chant empty names. And then, my dear devotees, Krishna first enters the mind at the sound of his holy name, or the life of the devotee at the sound of the holy name. And then when the devotee is chanting before Krishna, Krishna will come. Maybe before a deity or image of Krishna, or he may chant a verse of Lord Krishna and keep the mind infused with that verse. And at that time, Krishna is becoming manifested in the heart of a devotee. And that is so wonderful, my dear devotees. You will lose all your material bewilderment and confusion and attachment. Oof! Your path will become very clear before your eyes, and you will become happy devotees who are spiritually strong. You will give glory to the path of bhakti by your example. You will enliven your wonderful community in Alachua, which is at the moment suffering from heat. it must be very hot outside in Alachua at this time. Good.
Last night we had little rain, Maharaj.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
After a long time. Now it cooled down a little bit today.
Good, good, good. Good, my dear devotees. We have now exactly, let me see, 15 minutes, something like 15 minutes time for our question and answer session. And then in 15 minutes, I must sign off because I have another very important engagement. So you please pose any questions that are with you, and we will try our best to give satisfying answers.
So Maharaj, if we, can I ask the first question?
Please, ask your first question.
So you gave us a wonderful map, I would say, that before we began our seva to Holy Name, we should have these three things in a proper perspective: intention building, and then sincerity and attention. And you have back up with a discussion and some sloka how we should have that attitude to serve the Holy Name are intact while we are chanting. What will be the results that we can say or we can experience that, okay, I'm trying. Will there be any first or second symptom or something that we can look forward that, okay, I think it's working?
First, you will be challenged. Your old habits will come up. We are sometimes experiencing inattention while chanting. We experience a dryness when we may chant. We experience distractedness. These things will come also up as you are trying. See, in spiritual life, there is pariksh in investigation. that will come. You will be tested by the Lord. So, but if you maintain the practice, you will get first some taste in the Holy Name. Some namruchi will come to you, and you will, as a result of absorbing your mind or absorption, you will experience this good taste in the namruchi. Then, as you stay with the taste. Then you will actually experience the purification of the heart, and in the pure heart, you will, which is like a mirror, the image of the self and of Krishna will come. I'm taking this from the 8th shloka of Upadeshamrita, where it says, although someone's tongue is afflicted with the jaundice of ignorance, if he repeatedly with adar means respect, with respect, with affectionate respect, chants the Holy Name daily, means regularly, then the taste of the ignorance will go. And as a good result, he will taste the sweetness of the Holy Name. It will be, the example is given, when we are a jaundice patient, we will first taste what is sweet to be very bitter. Those who had jaundice will remember. But if they continue to take the sweet sugar cane juice, after some time it's sweet. So when we start, we may still have the jaundice of ignorance, the avidya, our old habits may be there. But if we continue and not give in, not become discouraged, then the sweetness of the holy name will reveal its magical dimensions. Ooh, we will become very attached to chanting. So we will develop what is called Nama Ruchi. And then when you chant with some of this, the verse is was very nice. Upadeshamrita verse 8. Adara is there in the Sanskrit of Rupa Goswami. That is affectionate respect. Wow, my dear everyone. Then the mirror of the mind will be cleansed from the dust of Icha, that is these material desires. You will actually experience how you become clear. And in that mirror of the mind, a mirror of the heart, your true self and also Krishna can manifest. This is a little bit the root. I mean, you will also see that from Nama Ruchi you will go higher, Nama Shakti to Nam Prema, Prema Nam, yes. But I think we should look a little bit at the what we can do there, what we can do to get there, and that is to chant names with bhakti. I like this example. You may say, Maharaji, from where is this example? Have you made this up with the two capsules? No, it's in the books Chaitanya Shiksha from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He there distinguishes between lip service to the holy name and nam and heart service and in this way fulfills our heart with happiness. Anyone else?
Kevin, unmute, please.
You said we're chanting the holy name, and I have experiences in meditation and chanting other names of the Lord, not Krishna, but in that time, in that period of my life, I would notice a lot of different things coming up in my life, anxieties and sometimes fear and definitely joy at times, but I noticed different negative parts of me coming up. And is that just a cleansing process of those being eradicated from me, and I should just continue and not be frightened and scared away?
First of all, thank you very much, Kevin Prabhu. It is a genuine joy to see you and hear your very sincere question about negativity coming up in the process of chanting. And you gave some examples, fear, anxiety, and so on. The first symptom can be this, that as we chant, it churns up what is there and what we have perhaps suppressed and or covered, so that it's not so painfully disturbing. And now while the cleansing is going on, it comes out. You might have noted it when you decide to clean your room, as you get down and remove the dust and perhaps some stains, you notice, ooh, there's much more than I thought there is, and so on. So in sadhana we find that sometimes we are also attacked from outside. There is the famous story of the Buddha. Before he reached his enlightenment, he was challenged by Mara, a deity which represented hopelessness and defeat and all and anger, and they all, everything came, the hordes of Maya, the came and attacked him. That is sometimes reported, and Buddha, of course, continued with his process of meditation, and then he reached the enlightenment, the enlightened state. So yes, we do hear, not only in our tradition, but in other traditions as well, that as we purify, things come up. Some young devotees have always asked me, Maharaj, I was, before I started this process, I didn't notice that I was envious and lustful and all this, but now I notice, my God, have I made progress, or have I gone down, or have I gone up? You know.
Yes.
So this question is put before older devotees. And I always answer, it's good now that you become aware of it. Kevin, in chanting, many times devotees say, oh Maharaj, I was so distracted. And I say, good that you noted it. You were always distracted, but now you are noticing it. Kevin, anxiety and these things are with us as conditioned souls. They are around our heart. Lust, greed, anger, frustration, envy. They are the ripus. Ripus means the enemies which are around our heart. And as we chant and come closer, go deeper, yes, we may at first become a little bit more aware of the presence of these things, medyutim, but that should not discourage us. Usually it goes very quickly. You might like to, when you chant in your life, to create some sattvic circumstances around you, then it's less. What could that be? Well, you could chant before your home altar, you can put some nice images, pictures of Gornitai, Radha and Krishna. You can see that the room is clean in which you chant. You can sit down in a nice cushion which can help you to sit straight, and do all these external things, air your room out. Well, I don't know, in Florida we use AC all the time, but AC it out, you know. Maybe get some new filters for your AC. So
some fresh air in there.
So create some sattvic circumstances. Pray to the Lord that He is protecting you from outer disturbances as well as inner disturbances, and then it will go. It is natural, but it will go. It will go.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
I thank you so much, Kevin, for asking such a personal question. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you have a few minutes? I think Israel has a question. He was with us a few months. He's still chanting. He's ready for future initiation from Ishkan Guru like yourself, Maharaj. Israel, you have a question? You can ask Maharaj.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you and see you very well. Yes, you are well nourished.
So sometimes when I'm chanting in the mornings, I get a lot of thoughts come in my head on the things that my daily duties, and I get sidetracked sometimes. How do I overcome those things and just focus on chanting? sometimes he'll be chanting for me, and then I'm like, I gotta do all these things so I can get set up to go to work and things like that. How do I block that out where I can just stay focused as I'm chanting? I get caught in it, and then I stop it, and then as I'm going and I'll chant a few more rounds, something will come up. How do I separate that?
Thank you, Israel, and thank you for asking such a highly, highly useful question or relevant question. How you can deal with these distracting thoughts which relate to the upcoming duties during the day. I will give you a very simple answer. The simple answer is that you have to understand the mechanics of the mind. When you do something like chanting, the mind will be active and look into the future, which is your duties which will come up, and then you bring it back again to the chanting, to what you are doing, but then again it runs into the future. It is the function of the mind. This is how it works. This is how this thing works. So what is very simple is, if you have a piece of paper next to you, I would recommend a piece of paper, not your mobile telephone, because there are so many things on the mobile telephone, but just a piece of paper and a pen, and then write down the things which you have to look at in the future. Or get this from the shop, or phone so-and-so about this. You know, make a short note and commit it to paper. It stays there. And then the mind can be grateful or pacified. Yes, this is taken care of. I will look at it in its own proper time. No? Then it doesn't always have to remember again, this. Hopefully I don't forget, so better let me repeat it as much as possible during my japa. The mind is at ease at that time. Mind is not all bad. It sometimes wants to help us and protect us from mistakes and so on. So just, okay, I have to do this. Let me make this note. It was a pleasure to see you, Israel, and hear your wonderful question. And yes, please keep on going strong in your spiritual life. And Hare Krishna. Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
So, my dear everyone, I'm unfortunately not able to stay any longer because of previous commitments. I will sign off here, or will go. I just wanted to have a 2-minute talk with Pran Govinda Prabhu, just to connect with him, because I met him a little when I was in Alachua and was so impressed by your Shastric knowledge. I remember we after the lecture we discussed a little and so on, and just wanted to connect.
Sure, Maharaj. But in front of all of them, can I request you, we need you back.
Ah.
Will you please come back and give your association?
Yeah, 100%. I so much appreciated my stay in Alachua, and I would have stayed longer if there would not been ACs everywhere. I'm allergic to AC. So we have to find out something. I think there must be some medical thing how to deal with this. Yes. Hare Krishna.
What about with the Zoom, Maharaj? You think you will be able to come once in a while to help us?
Not very regularly, but maybe after four months or so, because I'm unfortunately my schedule is very full, and you can then talk with our Gokrishna, who has arranged this. This is, by the way, Gokrishna. Please see him. He is my assistant.
Hare Krishna.
You have seen him when he was also with us in Alachua. Hare Krishna.
He is very. You have trained him well.
Well, he is already very qualified when he came. So good. So then I will say goodbye to all of you. Jacob, goodbye to you. Israel, goodbye to you. Kevin, goodbye. Pradeep, goodbye. Shreyansh, goodbye. Bhakta Max, and yes. Vikram Singh, and Mark, and also Rico. How could I forget you, Rico? goodbye to all of you. I wish you all the best. And if you forget everything from this class, which most of you will do because Hare Krishna devotees suffer from overdoses of information, remember just a very simple word, Isha, no? And it stands for intention, sincerity, and attention while we do japa. No?
Wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
Let us pay obeisances to Maharaj Vancha Galpatar Vashikipahasa.